The U.S. Meat Export Federation recently participated in FoodEx Japan, Asia's largest food trade show, which annually attracts importers and buyers ranging from small restaurants to some of the world's largest food companies. In this USMEF report, Greg Haynes, Assistant Vice President for International Marketing, explains how this year's show provided an opportunity to share new ideas and innovations for U.S. beef and pork.
So we always try to give our target accounts an opportunity to try the product because that's key. They can really taste the quality and the attributes of it. We're also trying to show a lot of the innovation as far as new ideas that can be utilized at food service or at retail. So on the beef side this time, what we showed was a beef tongue, and obviously beef tongue is one of the more popular cuts there that's used traditionally in the yakiniku sector, but we did it as kind of a sous vide style cooking. So it was cooked differently, sliced very thin, and then prepared with different kind of a light sauce. So this would be something that could be used at yakiniku restaurants, but maybe served more as an appetizer or side dish, but also something that would fit in very well with the izakaya or pub type dining.
Haynes said USMEF is focused on selling more U.S. pork loin in Japan, so visitors to FoodEx were served a new type of tonkatsu, a thin-sliced fried U.S. pork cutlet aimed at on-the-go customers.
Japan is a big user of loins, and a lot of that goes into tonkatsu, which is an area we're really going to be focused on during this year to continue to move more product in the traditional sense with the traditional tonkatsu items. But we introduced at FoodEx this year was more of a portable tonkatsu, which is a very thin sliced tonkatsu that's breaded and fried and then actually served in kind of a handheld case so that you can utilize that. That would be something that could be sold at convenience stores or more the bento type shops, and something that you could take and eat kind of on the go.
For more on this, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.